Jeff Glassbrenner was a little over three blocks away from the finish line last year when the bombs went off. Police rushed in and stopped the race. At first, he didn't know why. He says he's a competitive person, and it was hard for him to stop and not finish what he'd started.
For me, it's always about getting to the finish line. And for me, going back this year, you know, it was an easy decision. I wasn't going to let two bad guys kind of steal my finish line.
The 41-year-old amputee who lost the bottom half of one leg in a farming accident when he was 8 years old has been active in sports for years. He's a three-time Paralympian for wheelchair basketball, and over the past several years has been running, swimming, and biking, completing 13 marathons and 22 Ironman challenges.
I was always told when I first lost my leg that I couldn't play sports, and so I found wheelchair basketball in college and kind of never looked back.
This year, he'll be bringing two other amputees with him to take on the challenge of running the marathon. He explains that he has an everyday leg that he uses to get around and then a special prosthetic made for running.
Technology over the years has just been truly amazing. Each and every year, it's bigger and better, lighter and stronger.
Glassbrenner has a wife and two children and says he can't help but be nervous.
I didn't expect last year to happen, and so that didn't even enter my mind. Now it definitely does. I feel that nothing's going to happen, but in the back of your mind, you're always kind of maybe looking over your shoulder just a little bit.
He says running the race will allow him to honor those who died and were injured last year and not let anything stand in the way of a dream. Karen Trigo-Stewart, KUAR News.